It's Mother's Day, and as part of Mother's Day, I think we begin to think about and reflect on family. Just kind of an automatic thing for me to begin to think about my childhood, begin to think about my mother, and then to begin to think about the family I presently have. As the song says, you know, happy the home when love is there. What is your picture of the perfect family? What does that family you've always wanted look like? Was it the family you grew up in? Were you one of those privileged few who had a perfect family? I had a good one, but I would never stretch it that far. Is it the family that you're creating now? Perhaps your picture of the perfect family comes from the Norman Rockwell artwork. I know that's made a huge impression on many people's lives. I do really think, though, that our society and the people in it are really striving and looking for and thinking about what makes for good family. What makes a family great? What would make their family, or what are the wishes and desires for a family? A family they've always dreamed of having. The ideal family. Family is a hot topic. Family values, family-centered programming, family-friendly entertainment. Family is even a hot topic in our politics right now. People are looking for that love and acceptance. That love and acceptance that so many of us associate with family. Makes me think of the old TV show Cheers. Do you remember the theme song? How many of you were Cheers fans and watched it? A couple? I can't sing. I should have had, you know, Greg all ready to sing us the theme song. And afterwards you all go, you know, it'll be just like the what we were watching over there. It doesn't go that way. But I remember the words are something like this. Everybody is looking for a place where people are all the same, where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. It sounds a lot to me like what people are looking for in family. A place where they're known, where they're accepted, where they're loved. A place that no matter what, they come in and they're forgiven and cared about. A place where they can be themselves. People know who they are. A place where they are welcomed back again and again and again. A place where there can be love and acceptance and warmth. Joe and I were talking about this sermon throughout the week together, and I was really surprised at one of the things he thought of when he thought about family and thinking about family. He thought about the 1981 Pittsburgh Pirates team. Okay, I am not much of a baseball fan. I'm not much of a sports fan anyway. So I thought that was rather strange. But some of you who are big sports fans might go, of course. What was the theme for the 1981 Pittsburgh Pirate team? We are family. And if you talk to their coach, Willie Stargell, or their team captain at that time, Willie Stargell, he says that theme is what allowed them to win the World Series. Because throughout that entire season, every time they hit a home run, their theme song played, We Are Family. And they built relationships and spent time becoming a team. Maybe we've always thought, wouldn't it be great to be a part of a winning team? A group of people that pulled together and rooted for each other and got great things accomplished. Perhaps that is one of our dreams for a perfect family. Well, in Scripture, Jesus calls a special group of people family. In fact, he calls them his family. You may not remember this, or you might, But when we think of Jesus' family, I think the first thing I normally think about is the beautiful Christmas cards with Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger, or the beautiful paintings of Madonna and Child. But when Jesus talked about family, one of the places he talked about it was Mark 3:31 and following. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around Jesus, and they said to Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside, asking for you." Jesus replied, Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him. And remember the kind of people who sat around Jesus. He said, Here are my mothers and my brothers and my sisters. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. Jesus really creates a new family, a new kind of family, the church. That's you and I. The family we've always wanted, a family of love and acceptance, a family of forgiveness and belonging, a family that invites us back again and again and again, no matter what. That's what the church has been called to be. We are all called as the people of God to be family in Christ and to make the church the family we've always dreamed it would be. We talk about this when we do baptism. Do you remember the baptism vow? Do you remember the one prayer? I particularly like this one. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. We have all been baptized into the one baptism, into the one body of the one Lord, through the one Holy Spirit, into the one family of Christ called the church. When I do premarital counseling, that sense that we are family is one of the things I really try to stress. That you are not in this alone. That we are here to support and to love and to care and to nurture. And you are invited to be a part of that as well. When we come to Holy Communion, it's another place we share our familyness. Will Willimon, in fact, calls Holy Communion Sunday dinner. And I kind of like that. At times when funerals come around and families have experienced death or tragedy, over and over I hear people say, "How do people get through this who don't have God, who don't have the church, who don't have this family in Christ?" And I wonder the same thing, because the church has supported me through a lot. I think about the family that we built at the retreat that I'm getting to be a part of, the women who uphold and nurture one another. But perhaps you're thinking, like we think about our biological families, that sometimes the church does not measure up to its calling. There are times it acts a whole lot more like a human family than a spiritual family. People don't get along. There are fights. There's irritation. Our humanness comes out all over the place. Perhaps the church has disappointed you. Perhaps there are even times when it's hurt you deeply. And it's easy to get cynical. And it's easy to point fingers. And it's easy for me, as I stand up here and talk about what we are called to be at the church, go, "Yeah, and y'all better listen to it and start doing it, because I'm telling you what." And then I think about something that I heard at a premarital counseling workshop. Ron Richner, who does workshops for the pastors in the area, was leading us in a workshop on doing premarital counseling. He got married late in life, and people used to ask him all the time when he was in youth ministry and later on when he was in counseling, say, you know, why isn't a nice guy like you married? And he would say, because I haven't found the right one yet. And as he began to grow and mature, he realized that wasn't the real reason. The real reason he wasn't married yet was because he had not become the right one yet. And he shared with us that one of the things that we need to think about in our marriages and in doing premarital counseling, that it's not so much about finding the right person as being the right person. And when I think about our church, the Church of Christ, and the things that we are called to be, that loving, accepting, nurturing family that upholds through thick and thin, that holds each other accountable too. When we are not being that, I need to look at me first. And I need to ask, how am I called to live up to this calling? How can I be that person that loves, that person that forgives? How can I let God work in my life? Because I think God gives, through Christ, the way that we can be, as the church, that family that we have always dreamed of. That family we've always wanted. We can be a part of it. We can help make it happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus makes it very simple. This is how we do it. I give you a new commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. The perfect family I've always dreamed about, the family I've always wanted to be a part of, the church I've always wanted to see triumphant in this world, Jesus has let me know how to make that happen. It starts by my loving you as Christ has loved me. It's a challenge. I'm going to need your help to do it. But if you help me, I'll help you. And maybe one day we cannot just be singing, would it be nice if, but we can be experiencing the family we've always wanted in Jesus Christ. And it can be a place, Bethel United Methodist Church and the church greater that we are a part of, can be a place where people who haven't had perfect families, people who've been experienced brokenness and hurt, can come here and find love and healing and acceptance and forgiveness. And they can know that we want to know them as they are. And we will welcome them back again and again and again.